Almost 2 million people in the Carolinas rely on the Catawba River, or in South Carolina, the Wateree River. This week, the region's water utilities released what they call the most significant plan for the Catawba's water supply since reservoirs were built in the 1900s. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg Utilities Director Barry Gullett explains the problem the plan seeks to address.
By the middle of this century, if we kept doing things the way we were doing them, we wouldn't be able to attract new people to this area because there wouldn't be enough water to connect them and then have a reliable water supply going forward during a drought.
We're flush with water right now, but 6 years ago, North Carolina was in the midst of extreme drought, the technical term. So the Water Supply Master Plan projects what growth will be and how our water can keep up. For instance, demand from Mountain Island Lake and Lake Norman is expected to about double over the next 50 years to more than 300 million gallons per day. The plan suggests more conservation efforts, recapturing water, and even higher rates to deter usage. But there's still a problem. In cases of severe drought, the water level could still get lower than the pipes that tap it as a source. So the plan recommends lowering those pipes. And that's one policy Catawba Riverkeeper Sam Perkins disagrees with.
When you're gaining weight, you don't necessarily need to keep buying larger pants. You need to reduce your consumption, which this plan does some of, except it does it completely through public water service utilities. An equal piece of the pie for consuming water is Duke Energy.
Duke's power plants account for about half of water usage from the Catawba, and the Riverkeeper argues the company should reduce its consumption during drought. Gullett counters that in those scenarios, Duke has to reduce the water flowing through its hydroelectric dams. There are other exciting water management disputes, for instance, how low water levels could affect recreational use of the lakes, Duke's participation in the planning process, and environmental groups' exclusion. The next step is shopping the water supply master plan to lawmakers and the public. And Gullett says changes aren't just possible, they're expected. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.